We're in Siman Tafresh Samach Dalet Siv Beis. The Rama says, "V'nalgu Shamash Reis Hakneses Mevi Arava Limkor."
Minag is
Shamash brings Aravas to sell. K'moshayim Minag Zmanu Beis Hamikdash Ayakayim. Just like in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, there will be messengers of the basin that will come to bring the Aravas for everyone. So too, the Shamash brings Aravas to sell to everyone. Siv Gimel Yesh Mishomer. Some say Sha'api Yom Zem Akifim Blu Veloba Arava. That on the last day, even though every other day you'd walk around with the lulav, on the last day you walk around with the lulav and not the arava as well. That's not what we do. We walk around with the lulav and the arava. We'll see whether this is the case later on. Siv dalet shir arava zo. How large does the arava? What does the arava have to be? Afilu ala echa bavad echad. Even one arava branch with one leaf on it. That's good enough for this minug of walking around with the arava. The Rama says, "Mihu." However, "Mechor hulios ala echad bevad echad." It's really inappropriate. It's disgusting to walk around with such a branch. So we try and make them beautiful to look just like the regular aravos because of zekele v'amvehu. Bishir arka kishir orech arava shabalulav, and it should be as long as the arava of a lulav is. The Mishnah Berurah says, "L'chachila," it should have at least three arava branches that you use when walking around, and the Ari writes you should have five. Some say the arava and Hashanah Rabba should not be tied up. They should all be separate, but Rav Moshe Zakuza disagreed and said that they should be tied together, and that's our minug, that the aravas that we use, the bundle, are tied together. The Rama adds a chol haposel ba'arava shabalula, posel ba'arava zo. Anything that would make the arava puzzle for the dalaminim will also be puzzle when it comes to this. The Mechaber says, "V'choved ba'al akarko al kol kli pamim o shalosh." You bang it on the ground or on a kli one or three twice or three times. V'yeshomrim shetzarich lana ne'aba. The Rama adds that some say that you actually have to do na'anuim with it to shake it as well. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal, who says that you should hit it five times on the ground and then hit it on the klalim to get rid of all the leaves, if possible. But you don't have to get rid of all the leaves, mamish. Why do we hit the leaf on the branch on the ground? So there's a bunch of different reasons given. Chuvas Rav Tzemach Gaon says the arava comes to be mechaper on Yisrael, and its leaves are similar to the lips, and we hint to the fact that from now on our lips are going to be to the ground, to the dust. So others write in the name of the Kadmonim that hitting the arava is similar to our lips, so that all the lips should, that are saying bad things about Bnei Yisrael, should not be able to do so, should fall to the ground. The Bekir Yaakov brings to the Ma'arit, who says that hitting it on the ground to remove the leaves is a semel to the getting rid of the din. Chachma Shlomo writes that the Arba Minim hint to the four different groups of people, and the Arava is the one that doesn't have a tam or Reach, which hints to the Rasha'im. So only during the 6 days do we put them together with the other Minim to hint that in this world we should daven for the Rasham, but Lasid Lavo, we hint to the fact that the Rasham will be judged and they will be hit on the ground just like all of these, and there are many other reasons. So again, the Rama says that you should actually be Mina'anea the Arava. We've seen people do this, but Eliyashiv says that you don't actually have to do the Na'anuim to the Arba Ruchos, you could just shake it once, and that would be good enough. The Rama says, "Nagu lasa shnei menanim bav achka choften." Also, you shake it and then you hit it on the ground. Siv hei ve'ena nitalas el b'fnei atzma shaliyago davar achrima avlam yesh be'el davar achar in lachash. You shouldn't tie it with anything else. You should just be holding the arava when you do this. If there's something else tied, it's fine, but it really shouldn't be. Siv vav ein adam yotzei dechavaso ba'arava shablulav afilu higbios shtei pam. You can't use the arava that you used for the dalad minim, even if you pick it up twice. Echad l'shein lulav, echad l'shein arava. Yesham shiyotzei ba. Some say you actually are Yotze. Mishnah Berurah says that even according to the first opinion that you're not Yotze with that Arava, that's only as long as it's tied to the Lulav with the other Dalaminim. But if you untie it, so for sure it's going to be okay. Siv Zayin. Some say that you cannot take it with the lulav when you're being Yotze. Rather, first you should the Yotze, the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim, and then do the arava v'imtala. And if you did take the arava with it, over mishum bal tosif. V'achar nanu arishon yachu litle malula v'koshkim shasakafa. Only once you shook the lulav already, then you could pick up the arava. V'yafal pi shemashakasav shem natla over mishum bal tosif tosu b'inai. Even though I think that that's a mistake, you're not actually violating bal tosif, because the Mishnah Berurah said earlier, tafrishan aleph, that you can add as many aravas as you want to the dalaminim. It's not a big deal to be concerned for that opinion. The Mechaber says that even later on, you should still hold the Arava by itself so that it's clear that it's a separate Chiyuv. And you should hit it on its own as well. The Rama says, "Aminaga pasha litol arava malula b'shachris shasin yanua." We do take the arava with the lulav when you're walking around and doing the when you're doing the shaking. Shasa kafa, shasa chavata, when you're walking around until the hitting. V'notlam arava levada. Then once you get to the hitting, you just hold the arava. V'yoser tov better shalolda the lulav klal. It's really better not to take the arava with the lulav. You'll do your regular dalaminim with the arava on the side. And then pick it up later when it's time for the chavata. Even if you do pick it up the lulav nearly, it appears to me that after you walked around with the dalaminim and the arava, you should really put the lulav down. Anytime when you're davening for the water, you're saying all the different oshanas, you should just be holding the hoshana, the aravos, and not holding on to the lulav. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this is a minhag that we have, that we don't hold the arava together with the lulav at any point.